There's a new film on the life of George Washington, and it actually is part one of a three-part series that is being planned. Tammy Lane is the director and producer behind this, and you can get more information at washingtonsarmor.com. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we have Tammy Lane joining us right now. Tammy, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And before we focus on the film and the film series about George Washington, tell us a little bit about your background. I understand you are involved with something called Capernaum Productions.
Yes. So about 2005 or so, the Lord gave me a desire to build a biblical village. So that is what I did. I built a biblical village, and we use it for our own productions, live productions, and also other filmmakers can come and film their projects there.
And where is that located?
It's outside of Weatherford, Texas.
So maybe the greater Dallas area, something like that?
Yeah, the nearest airport is DFW Airport, and then you just drive about an hour and a half from there. It's called a town called Weatherford.
Okay. And as far as making something about George Washington and his life, tell us about your whole interest in that, and how did this come about?
Well, about 17 years ago, I read a book called The Bulletproof George Washington by David Barton. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I had never heard that story before. It was not in the history books. I wasn't taught this story. And it's an amazing story. It's depicts George Washington in his 20s, about 20 years prior to the Revolutionary War. And it depicts his first military commission by Governor Dinwiddie to go and take a letter to the French to ask them to vacate the land, basically, because this is in a time when the English and the French were fighting over the land, American soil. So yeah, that's kind of how it started. I've read it, and I fell in love with the story, and that's God dropped that in my spirit to, well, actually, it was like somebody needed to do a film, this film. I didn't know it was going to be me at that time, but I just really thought that it needed to be made. But then a little bit later, as I prayed through it, the Lord, showed me that this is what he wanted me to do. And I actually thought I would be doing it right then. 17 years ago. Well, I had a lot of training to do and a lot of character building to do before that. And so I didn't get to do it right then. I had to wait until the time was right. And now apparently the time is right. So, because we just finished it.
Wow. Okay. So let me just back up and mention the book itself. I have read that book, and I've interviewed David Barton a few times about it. And it really is an amazing story. In July of 1755, when George Washington was a very young man, he survived what was a massacre in the French and Indian War, and he was the only officer of the British or also Americans they were together in that particular time. This is before the push for independence 20 years later. Anyway, he was the only officer to survive. He had a couple of horses shot from under him, and they died. But he even had four bullet holes in his cloak. And he even wrote a letter to his half-brother, John Augustine, explaining that, the gist of it was that you may have heard that I died, but I did not. And, and he thanked God that he survived. And it really is an amazing story. But that was sort of the germ for this film. Now, this first film, the one that's actually produced and is coming out in a couple weeks on President's Day, tell us about that particular story. It's about an hour and a half, I understand.
Yes, and it's about his journey through the rugged wilderness, the wintry wilderness, and about 500 miles. He traveled to deliver this letter. And, he was very driven to get to that point, and he did it very quickly. I mean, I can't imagine traveling mostly on foot. It took like a month and a few weeks, I guess, to go and then come back and bring the letter back, which they said, no, we're not going to vacate. But And so he brought that letter back. So it really just, it kind of shows that story. It's taken mostly from his journal. He wrote all about that, that the journal story actually became kind of famous, and it was published. And so he came back and people knew who he was and what had happened and everything, because he was just writing this journal just to show this is what we did. And, you know, I did what I was supposed to do, basically. But he survived some miraculous things during that journey, and so we've depicted that in the first film.
So this first film just deals with the young George Washington, and never gets beyond the, say, the French and Indian War? Or when does it end, roughly? And what I mean by that is 1757, or, you know, what, whatever. What's the time period it ends?
Okay, so the very first film is basically just to the Battle of Jumonville Glen. This is like 53, wow. 54. And then the second one, we depict the Battle of Fort Necessity and, you know, some other things going on at that time. And then the third film is what is the 1755, the Battle of Monongahela.
The one that's finished is the first then, and that's mm-hmm. available, showing on President's Night. And, where can people see that?
So that is going to come out on NTD. You can get the app. It's NTD was actually a news outlet, a truth news outlet, actually. and they're, affiliated with Epic Times or Epic TV. So it comes out on NTD at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then, you can just check your local listings on that one and get the app if you want to watch it on that. And then Epic TV, it comes out at 11 p.m. as a streaming or on demand. So then it'll just be on Epic TV so you can get it whenever.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll put a link to the trailer. And then, of course, the website is Washington's Armor.com. What does that mean, Washington's armor?
Well, Washington, it was protected, was divinely protected by God, because he had a purpose to fulfill. And so God protected him through many things so that he could ultimately become the first president of the United States and fulfill his purpose that God given him. So the name Washington's armor is means God's armor.
Yeah.
The armor of God was around him.
I see. Now, these films that you're talking about, these are all feature films. They're theatrical type films, as opposed to like a documentary or whatever, drama. They're dramas.
Correct. Yes.
Well, there's a lot of challenges in making such a thing. Did you film on location in some cases, or you were able to, let's say, film in Texas, but it looked like the Pennsylvania wilderness, or how did that work?
We did film some in Texas, but we also went to upstate New York, filmed our winter sequences there, and it was covered in snow, and it was beautiful, just gorgeous, and but very cold. So that was a challenge in itself, is shooting in the very, very cold weather. So we shot there, then we got to go to Virginia. And we shot at a place called Berkeley Plantation. We shot about a week there. And so that was what we used for the Fairfaxes, the family of the Fairfaxes, which was a wealthy family back in the time and that he was very close to and learned a lot from. So we got to shoot there. Then we shot some battle stuff at Capernaum Studios. And you know, it's funny, Capernaum, I think the Lord knew, I mean, obviously the Lord knew this was going to happen, but he created this area of Capernaum that has really tall trees, and it's kind of like down in a ravine, and it looks like, we have somebody on our staff that's from Virginia, and he said that it could definitely pass for Virginia and Pennsylvania, so we were like, thank you, Lord. So we shot some of the battle and stuff there. So it's been really good.
Now, in this first episode, was there a time where George Washington almost, could have fallen into the ice when he was trying to cross a river in Pennsylvania? I think it was Pennsylvania. Maybe it was Virginia. I forget.
Yes, he was. They were trying to cross the river, and he, you know, it wasn't completely frozen over at that point. So they thought once they got to the river, it would be, but it wasn't. And so, but he wanted to go ahead and cross anyway. He was pretty headstrong about it. And so they built a raft and tried to cross. So I don't want to give away too much.
Sure. But is that in your film?
It is in the film. Yes.
The episode one. What is episode one called?
It's called The Journey.
The Journey. Okay. What is episode two called?
We haven't really decided on the name. I don't want to.
No, that's all right. And episode three, though, will deal with the Monongahela, the massacre, and so forth. All right.
Yes.
Tell us more about. One person told me that you actually became familiar with the book that I co-wrote with Peter Loback called George Washington's Sacred Fire, which basically it documents beyond a reasonable doubt that George Washington was indeed a Christian. He was an 18th century Anglican, and to call him a deist, that is someone who believed in a distant God, but not a God who would answer prayer, it just doesn't fit the record, because there's just so many examples where he would reference prayer, and he did read the Bible, and he did faithfully read the Book of Common Prayer, 1662. So comment a little bit about George Washington and his faith and how that struck you as you were making all these things.
You know, when I started doing the research, I came across the book and started reading some of it and listening to some of the lectures and everything. And honestly, I'll say I did not know what a deist was at that point. I didn't even know I knew that that's what they were calling him. And I thought, this cannot be true. And so then I, you know, started listening and reading and discovering what a deist was. And that I thought, there's no way. And then you guys presenting all the facts of in all the writings and how much he spoke about God and how many different names he called God, you know, and I loved it. It really helped me to solidify in my mind that he was a Christian. And he was a believer and not a deist in what they're saying in the history books.
And by the way, we should point out the history books of today. That wasn't the case, you know, in previous generations. It did begin, though, around in the 1960s when a lot of deconstructionism and a lot of historical revisionism has been introduced into the record. But my wife makes an interesting observation. That book, George Washington's Sacred Fire, again, that I co-wrote with Dr. Peter Loback, is 1,200 pages. 500 pages are of the footnotes or the endnotes at the back of the book. And we even made those a smaller font so we would be able to cram in more information there. The 700 pages contain the text. Well, that can be intimidating for some people. But if you read chapter 1 and chapter 2, you really have the essence of the whole book in those two chapters, and then everything else beyond that is further documentation, and it's just not historically accurate to say George Washington wasn't a believer. Okay, we have 40 seconds left. What do you want to say in closing? Again, washingtonsarmor.com. Go ahead and 40-second closing thought, please.
I just want to say that if you would like to help us preserve history, please go to washingtonsarmor.com and check out the film that's coming out February 21st on President's Day. And we would love for you to be part of our audience and to help us get through to the third one, which is the most important. So we need to get to that one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tammy. All the best. And again, washingtonsarmor.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Bye-bye.